Chapter 14. Wufei's footsteps rang like thunder in the hall and stairwell. Doors opened behind him. Someone grumbled a question up ahead. Faint, hurried steps followed his. He ran on regardless, his mind fully on the chase. Ferret, or whatever his real name was, would not escape this time. 21 dead. 21 dead, and they were still tallying the body count from the riots when Wufei had left. He was going to pin the hide of that motherless bastard to the wall if it was the last thing he did. The front door crashed open so hard it bounced back and slammed shut right behind him. But Wufei was already through, his feet sliding to a halt on the rough metal of the street as he looked around wildly for his target. There, at the mouth of an alleyway. Crossbow! He was used to people pointing guns at him, not anachronistic medieval weapons, so he'd taken a second to recognize the unfamiliar shape of a small crossbow, barely 10 inches wide, aimed at his chest. But the warrior's instincts had sensed the danger in Ferret's sudden turnaround. Wufei was already halfway across the street and plunging towards the cover of a doorway not too far from his prey. The crossbow had only one shot, and they took a few seconds to reload. If Wufei got close enough, before that happened, the weapon was quivering. The rat-like face was creased with fear and confusion. He didn't know Wufei. He wouldn't have a clue why the stranger was after him. But Ferret fired anyway. In his kind, fear always overpowered doubt. Wufei pressed himself back into the shelter of the doorway, and the bolt whistled past. Wasn't Duo right behind him? No, Shinigami wouldn't get pinned by a small shit like Ferret. Never. Ferret dropped the crossbow with a frightened grunt and took off down the alley like a rat running from a terrier. Wufei glanced back, just to be sure, and Duo slammed into the wall next to him, red in the face and panting like a hound. What the fuck are you... Agitator, on X-953, murdered, shh. Duo's braid went flying as he looked around in alarm. When it was clear nobody had followed them out of the building, he turned quickly back to Wufei. What's he doing casing out a crime scene? Don't know. Duo's eyes narrowed to metal blue slits. Let's ask him. They broke into a run side by side into the alley down which Ferret had scampered. Wufei rued every precious second he'd lost getting Duo up to speed. The rat they were chasing had all the instincts of his kind when it came to dodging the heat. He'd slipped the preventer's nets time and again on L2 and on L3 before that. Wufei lengthened his stride. Duo stopped, head cocked for the sound of footsteps, but Wufei kept pounding on. They had to make up for lost time. Duo, you take this side, I'll take the other. No, it's too... Wait, Chang! Wufei had already plunged down a narrow alley and out onto a small road between low buildings. He heard Duo swear behind him, the words quickly covered by the metallic tattoo of the smuggler's black boots hitting the street a block away, heading in the opposite direction. An atmosphere filter unit huffed warm, stinky air at Wufei as he passed, blowing his hair out of his face. A few strands stayed snarled by sweat against his skin. Wufei spun in a circle, then headed in the general direction of the airlock. Ferret would want to get out. The preventer let his instincts and the pounding rhythm of the chase lead him onwards in a rough search pattern. The road clanged beneath his feet, and he paused, instincts suddenly prickling. He was on a walkway over an empty space, a canal cut deep into the sector's floor. Maintenance access for sewage and other utilities. There! He should have known he'd find the rat down some kind of hole. Ferret was trying to scrunch into the shadows beneath another walkway, 2 blocks away. He was crouched, obviously out of breath. Even across that distance, Wufei saw the little eyes widen in fear as they met his. Ferret staggered off down the canal, which plunged into a tunnel 60 feet further on. Wufei didn't hesitate. He vaulted over the bridge's rails. Woo! And landed in a neat crouch on the hard metal of the canal, 15 feet below. He was up and running instantly. Now he had the little bastard! Duo's wild and profane cursing bounced from one side of the canal and back again. Wufei glanced over his shoulder in time to see a dark figure make the same drop from a more distant walkway, the black coat flaring. Duo had come in from the other side. He'd lost ground to Ferret and Wufei, but he should be able to keep up. In the distance, Ferret ducked through a large hatch in the side of the tunnel. Wu Fei accelerated and burst through only a few seconds after him. He was in the hull separating upper and lower level, like a mouse scurrying between the floorboards. He was running down a maintenance access to the systems that sustained life support in the sector above. The corridor was narrow, dimly lit, and rife with pipes. Wu Fei had to slow down. Good thing he wasn't one of those big, bulky types that looked so good on the Preventer recruitment posters. Ferret was even smaller than Wu Fei, and probably as agile as his codename implied. But there were no rat holes to dodge into down here. The dimly lit corridor ran straight as an arrow, and there was nowhere to hide. Wu Fei just needed to stay close enough to Ferret to be able to hear him if the bastard found a crossroad and took another direction. The narrow access tunnel opened into a circular room, with machines and huge pipes along the walls. The smell of ozone, burnt plastic, and machine oil prickled Wu Fei's nose. Off to one side, four men in dirty blue overalls with tools in their hands were cluttered around a leaking pipe and pressure gauge. They weren't working, though. They were all staring in amazement down one of three corridors leading away from the room. It was as good as a road sign. Wu Fei passed them at a dead run and plunged down the tunnel they'd been gaping at. Someone shouted behind him. He ignored it. He could hear Ferret's footsteps up ahead, almost as loud as his own. He was gaining ground. Then another shout, louder this time. Damn, some of the workers were following him. Wu Fei was probably not supposed to be in here. This must be a restricted area. He accelerated. Catch Ferret in the flat stretch first. Deal with the rest of the complications afterwards. When he had his hands on the bastard, preferably unconscious. Another maintenance room. And a man coming at him swinging a pipe. Wu Fei hurtled towards him, unable to stop. He barely dodged in time. The metal hissed an inch above his head. He rolled, coming to his feet in a crouch with his back to the wall. It wasn't Ferret! Hell! Wu Fei looked around wildly. This room also had three exits to it, and no more sign of his quarry. Wu Fei took a deep breath to shout out, "Which way did he go?" His blade's collar tightened against the inhale, squeezing his throat like a warning. Damn it! He couldn't ask! He was going to lose the murderer! And that wasn't his only problem. There were two men blocking him in. The one who'd taken a swing at him with the pipe was moving towards him. Average height, thick waist and arms under a stained one-piece coverall. His head was shaved with a smear of grease across the stubble above the ear. Hard eyes moved from Wu Fei's sword to his face, gauging how dangerous the cornered man was. The second person was a few feet further away, next to an acetylene torch. He was dressed in the same one-piece coverall, a protective faceplate shoved up onto his forehead. He looked puzzled, but he'd picked up a wrench with the air of someone who was willing to join in now and ask questions later. The first man took a step towards Wu Fei, and the metal pipe swung up again. But he stayed the gesture as a thunder of footsteps announced the arrival of the four workers from the previous maintenance room. Oh, great. Just to make things worse. He's here. Both? Nope. Just the guy with the sword. Hey, Abe, what you got here? This was tossed toward the man with the wrench. Dunno, answered Abe. Do you know who this guy is? And the other one who ran by, with a face like a weasel? No, just saw them shoot through Junction 11 like the entire Oz Armada was after them. Looked like this one was chasing the little guy. Hell, he's a hound! Every eye fastened on Wu Fei's collar. Damn, does anybody know? Hey, hold up! The pipe wielder ignored the order. He'd lifted the pipe again and aimed for Wu Fei's head. The preventer slipped under the crude swing but didn't retaliate. He wasn't sure what was going on here, but these people might be innocent bystanders, if such a thing existed in this colony. Hey, stop, man! What's going on? Abe, what'd this guy do to you two? Nothing. Abe didn't look so sure of himself now. The wrench twisted a bit guiltily in his thick fingers. So what the hell's going on down here, then? One of the new arrivals hooked a hand beneath the pipe wielder's arm and hauled him back. Cool your jets. He's not going anywhere. Not with the six of us here. What'd he do? Wu Fei, at bay, watched the interaction without understanding it. The four other men ringed him in. but they made no move towards him. They didn't look particularly afraid of his sword. Most of them had taken the time to grab some blunt instrument or other. Hard eyes pinned him to the wall, scrutinized his face, weighed his appearance and his presence here, but nobody attacked him. From the darkness, the stink, down the rivulets of sweat on his back, the answer to a question he'd barely formulated started to prickle. This was Freeport. He'd assumed these men had followed him to kick him out of a restricted area. But there probably was no such thing on this lawless colony. No, these men had shown up because they'd seen one man chasing another in their sector, and that automatically involved them. They were here to stop a fight, or at least make sure it didn't get out of hand. He'd thrown the question at Duo. What's to stop people from stealing and murdering everybody? The answer? Everybody else. The smuggler's words had been an insult to Wu Fei's values. He'd thought the place was chaos, gangs held in check by a delicate balance of power. But these men weren't part of a gang. They did not know Wu Fei and Ferret. They had no reason to involve themselves in what could turn out to be a dangerous fight. Yet, they'd armed themselves and followed anyway. That man was holding back the pipe wielder because he wanted a damn good reason before he let someone bash in Wu Fei's head in his presence. They'd have kept Wu Fei and Ferret apart for the same reason, if the preventer had managed to catch his target. Of course, once a good reason was provided, they'd stand back and watch. No need to waste good entertainment, Freeport style. But it wouldn't be hidden. It wouldn't be without a valid reason. It might be a small dust-up or a fight to the death, but it wouldn't be murder. In the rest of civilization, good citizens avoided potential trouble, or called the cops and hurried away. Here, citizens were the cops, and judge, jury, and executioner too, when it was called for. This sudden understanding illuminated a lot about Freeport. Some things good, some things he didn't approve of. But unfortunately, it didn't help Wu Fei in the present circumstances. These men wanted an explanation, and because of his damn collar, Wu Fei couldn't give them one, creative or otherwise. Wu Fei's attacker scowled at the intervention, but his eyes flickered over the assembly. He lived here, he knew the customs, and that he needed a justification. He shook off the restraining hand and gestured at the preventer with his pipe. "He's trouble, Steve. The guy he was chasing is wanted on the outside. This fucker wants to collect bounty on his head." Wu Fei took a second, much closer look at the pipe wielder, etching the man's features into his policeman's memory. Ferret surely had not had the time to make up a lie and pass it on, not with Wu Fei right on his heels. Why was this man covering a criminal's tracks of his own volition? Unfortunately, the word bounty had been loaded. The mood turned ugly. Steve, the worker who'd stopped Wu Fei's attacker, frowned and took a step back. The others pressed closer. A bounty dog? A rat catcher I could live with, but not a fucking sellout. "Were you gonna X the guy and get your cash from the pigs outside, motherfucker?" Wu Fei fought down the instinct to draw his sword against the gathering threat. These men were not criminals in his eyes. Not now. They were only being manipulated. He wasn't in his right to hurt them. But he couldn't explain himself either. "That's not pretty, dude." One of the late arrivals leaned over a toolbox and picked up a hammer. "We don't like shit like that in our sector. Maybe you need a little lesson. Make an example, like, in case others..." "I'd put that down if I were you." The quiet words wrapped themselves around the circular metal walls of the maintenance room, sparking small echoes from the bulky machines. Duo had materialized out of the darkness of the corridor behind them and spoken right into the brute's ear. "Good call," Shinigami murmured, as the worker leapt back with a shocked yell, dropping the makeshift weapon. Duo moved smoothly, placing himself unhurriedly between Wu Fei and the angry men, hands in his coat pockets. He met them stare for stare. "Sorry I'm late for the dance. Wasn't sure which corridor to take. The echoes in this place, you know? Now, someone got a problem with my man here?" There was a purr of menace behind the easy drawl. Several of the men flinched away from the dangerous gaze directed at them. Weapons dipped into less aggressive angles as they were reminded that a blade was an extension of his handler, and that any beef they had with Wu Fei should have been taken up with Duo, not sorted out on the spot. The feeling of incipient violence abated. Duo seemed to be winning a complex argument with the strength of his fearless stance alone. It's more than knowledge, it's attitude. Wu Fei remembered Duo saying back in Scythe, "You gotta have it, or we won't make it." But they weren't home and dry yet, not by a long run. Now they had to explain their presence here, and Duo, with his reluctance to lie, was going to be hard put to do so. If he didn't make it convincing, then the pair of them would be facing six beefy mechanics armed with blunt weapons in a tight space. Wu Fei relaxed and shifted to get his sword into a better position for a fast, short draw. He wouldn't kill anybody, not if he could help it. But he wouldn't let them harm Duo or himself either, not for something they were innocent of. "Who are you?" Abe challenged. "Why do you send your hound after that little guy?" Steve asked, stepping forward and clearly taking charge of this situation. Duo hesitated, and Wu Fei chewed the inside of his cheek in impotent frustration. He'd not had time to give Duo any details, not that Duo would be able to repeat any if he had. "My buddy is a preventer, and we want the little rat for questioning. Would go down like the Libra." "He caused a friend of mine some trouble," Duo said, his brief hesitation well masked by the easy confidence in his voice. "But I give you my word I wasn't gonna hurt him. I just wanted to ask him some questions." The six men shifted and looked at each other, weighing Duo's words. "I don't know you," Steve finally declared. Turning back to Duo, he said it slowly and deliberately, an open challenge. "Do you know the guy we're chasing?" Duo countered dryly. Steve grunted. "No, never talked to him." The other men looked at each other, echoes of, "not really," "never seen him," and "didn't get a good look," rumbled around the room. Wu Fei's eyes darted towards the man with the metal pipe, and he noted, with interest, that the latter had fallen back a few steps and was scowling uncertainly. Steve had glanced at the pipe wielder, too, waiting for him to speak. When his colleague said nothing and didn't meet his eyes, Steve started to frown. Freeport citizens were sharp. Steve was probably starting to realize he'd been made a fool of. "The guy you're chasing, you don't want him for bounty?" he asked Duo. It wasn't a challenge this time. He said it with the reluctant air of someone who has to ask an unpleasant question to see it settled and forgotten. Duo's eyes narrowed dangerously, and the man closest to him edged back. Wu Fei could hear the unfeigned fury in Duo's voice as he answered the accusation. "No, the only thing I want from that bastard is an explanation. I'd have let him go afterwards. I'm a free trader and a fixer, not a bounty hunter," Duo added, his voice striking echoes from the pipes and steel surrounding them, harsh with anger and offended pride. "My name is Duo Maxwell. I live in Machno. The people from my sector can vouch for me. So can Howard and most of his sweepers. And where's the guy who fed you this shit pile? Did he stick around to back that up? Do you know his name?" The workers fidgeted as if they were being scolded, glancing at each other and then looking away. One of them had looked up in startled recognition when Duo had introduced himself. Wu Fei saw the mechanic lean forward to whisper to his neighbor. The knowledge seemed to diffuse among the small assembly, almost by osmosis. Duo's next words fell into a waiting, respectful silence. "I give you my word. I only wanted to ask him some questions. It does have something to do with outside, and it's a private matter, so I can't give you the specifics. But it's not something I feel ashamed of, either. Duo Maxwell does not lie." Wu Fei stared at Duo's straight, proud stance, and the way the men measured his words, his attitude. Was this the true currency of Freeport? A man's honor? The trust and backing of his friends? Was this his credit? Simply his word? He remembered how Duo had been so anxious that Wu Fei might ruin his reputation in Freeport. The colony's population wasn't that big. A rumor and a name would spread quickly here. The workers stared at them both. Wu Fei held himself as he usually did. Better to show them the arrogant warrior than the man who had a pretty big secret to hide. The familiar Freeport scrutiny weighed him, matched his stance to Duo's, judged him. It was the look everybody gave him, and he understood it now. It was a look that tried to ascertain where he fit into Freeport's anarchist society. If he was a wolf or a sheep. And above all, if he had enough honor to deal with people fairly and be dealt with fairly in return. If he fit anywhere in Freeport, it was thanks to Duo, the cheerful smuggler who had put his own life and reputation in jeopardy to help Wu Fei accomplish his mission in this dangerous environment. In the heat of the chase, Wu Fei hadn't thought twice about splitting away from Duo and going off on his own, even though he knew a blade should stick close to his handler. He thought it was just a custom, and it was. But in a place with no rules, no laws, nothing except an archaic trust in honor and tradition, that custom was as strong as an enforceable edict. From now on, he would remember that. The men glanced at each other, then at Steve. The big mechanic rubbed his bristly hair under a grimy khaki cap, making a scratching noise that scurried away down the corridor. "Guess that's okay, then," he said gruffly, moving to one side. He was leaving them clear access to the exit, but not to the rest of the room or the remaining three corridors where Ferret had vanished. Duo nodded shortly and walked away without protest. Wu Fei would have liked to ask these men some questions. He'd have liked to pursue Ferret or interrogate the pipe wielder and find out why the man had covered Ferret's escape. But Steve's simple gesture was a clear warning. Duo's name, word, and attitude would allow them to walk out of here without further questions or a fight. It wouldn't get them anything more. As soon as they'd stepped into the corridor, urgent whispers started up in the junction behind them. As Wu Fei and Duo made their way through the pipe-cluttered corridor, the whispers washed around them, unintelligible, rising and falling, crashing into waves of arguments and then abating like the sound of surf. Wu Fei breathed deeply as they stepped out of the maintenance tunnel and emerged into the weak light of the sector. Now, if they were attacked, they'd have a fighting chance. But he didn't think they would be. He turned towards Duo as soon as the hatch clanged shut. "I'm sorry. I shouldn't have run ahead like that." Duo glanced at him, apparently surprised at the unsolicited apology. "Oh, well, if you hadn't, we'd probably have lost him for good. I didn't even see the fucker. The first I knew he was down here was when I saw you throw yourself off the bridge like a maniac. You run fast, Chang. What was that shit back there about bounty?" "You saw the man with the pipe? The one skulking near the back like he had something to hide?" "Yes, he came up with that. I don't think Ferret had the breath or time to tell him anything. I was only seconds behind him." "Ferret? A code name. We don't know his real identity." "Ferret, Carver, you pigs have way too much imagination," Duo smirked. But there was a hard, dark edge to his smile. His eyes were still angry. If that was spur of the moment, it was pretty inspired. A lot of people have a price on their head in this colony. The word bounty will get you in more trouble than skinny dipping in the reactor coolant. Good thing you kept your cool back there and didn't fight back. It could have gotten ugly. Wu Fei glanced up at the hesitation. Duo was looking at him from beneath his thick bangs, with a small smile that was different than his usual grin. "Six big bruisers with pipes and hammers coming at you, and you still didn't say a word. Break your cover or lose your cool. I'm slightly impressed." "That made it all worthwhile, then," Wu Fei growled, latching onto the teasing tone with some obscure relief and ignoring the strange surge of warmth he'd felt at the half-hidden look. "So, what's the deal with this Ferret character?" Duo banished the moment with the bright question. "I'd better tell you when we get home." They were back in the canal, heading towards a ramp leading back up to street level. There were people in the street above, still talking in low voices and glancing around. That reminded him of Joshua. From the way Duo frowned, he remembered as well. I just wish we could have asked those men some questions, Wu Fei whispered, angry with himself, even though there was little he could have done. Especially the bastard who helped Ferret get away. Oh, don't worry. This ain't over. We need to let things cool down a bit. Give those guys the opportunity to ask around and check my rep. But tomorrow or the next day, I'll pull some strings. I'll track them down, and if what they hear about me don't satisfy them, then I'll show up with the kind of backing they won't dare say no to. I got contacts here. Alan Morgenstern himself will put in a word for me. We'll get our info. I really want to have a talk with that guy who tarred us as bounty dogs. Duo scowled over his shoulder in the direction of that maintenance room, obviously still extremely pissed about that last accusation. Possibly because it had hit a bit too close to home, Wu Fei thought uncharitably. And then admonished himself. There was a difference. It was true Duo was getting paid for helping the Preventers catch their man. But despite his pretense to the contrary, Duo was more worried about the crimes his prey had committed than the sum on their heads. Wu Fei had felt from the start that the money was merely a way for Duo to mark his independence from his one-time allies and show them he was his own man, not some Preventer stooge. Wu Fei had his suspicions about Duo's true motives. A word he'd heard a few times now, in different tones of voice, was stirring in his mind. He stared speculatively at Duo's back as they headed out of Kropotkin. He had a lot to think about, what with the murder, Carver's presence, and Ferret's appearance. But Wu Fei wouldn't mind adding one more question to the list. One that concerned a certain brazen smuggler.